Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Yep, it's January 30th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. We got a lot of deep things to talk about. There is a lot going on that we're going to get into in a few minutes. So if you could please, jump on, share this broadcast, we'd very much appreciate it. Hello to those jumping on in Auckland, New Zealand. Hello to our international audience coming in as well. Hollywood. Okay, we're praying for you as well. Let's see what else. Who else? Netherlands, Indiana, Texas. Let's see what else. Alaska. Okay, let's see, Pennsylvania, Idaho, Barbados. Hello to our friends in Barbados. Let's see what else. Australia, people are trying to sneak and watch at work. I saw that in the chat as well. Okay, Spokane, Washington, Wales. Hello to our friends across the pond. New Mexico, Arkansas, you're all pouring in now. Connecticut, hello to our neighbors in Connecticut. Multiple people from the UK pouring in. I see as well. So hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So I'm going to open up in prayer and I'm going to, we're going to dive in because there is a lot of information going on, a lot of connections to make prophetically about what is happening right now and what happened last night with this horrible plane crash. So there is a lot to dive into. I have been praying and prophetically connecting things throughout the day since 6:30 this morning for this broadcast. So let's go into prayer and then we will get off. Cyrus is already sleeping in here. Okay, good. So we got Cyrus, we got Sadie sleeping on the light, one of the ring lights. And we've got Esther in and out, just so you know, like the burger. So just public service announcement, the animals are here. They are in and out of the office. All right, let's open in prayer, and then we'll get into tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. And Father, we just praise you. We come before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, praising you for who you are, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Help us to repent and turn from those things completely that are displeasing and unacceptable to you, Father God. Lord, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And we honor you sent your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, to the earth. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And he was the Passover Lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly came to the earth to die at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten. He was bruised. He was nailed to a cross. He died a brutal death. That blood dripped onto the mercy seat. He purchased us. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, it is finished. And he rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, the name above all names, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Father. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place. Father, let your power, your presence, your might, Father, descend on this place. Let your glory go forth. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and minister, Father. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Father God, as we go forth tonight in you, Lord. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you fill me, you fill those watching with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Order our steps tonight. Order my words. Guide my words, Father God, as we go forth by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God. May only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me the humble privilege of being a vessel of your power, Lord. And Father, we just ask you, send your holy angels in the name of Jesus Christ of all offices, rankings, divisions to fill this place, to fill this property, to surround and protect this broadcast, to be here, to make a hedge and a shield, and to minister, Father God, and go forth, Lord, and do what you have commissioned them to do. And Lord, we just ask you, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we're most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Lord, we just praise you, Father God, that every breath we have is because of your goodness, is because of your long suffering, is because of your mercy, that life breathed into us, Father God, that we could be vessels and receptacles to carry the power of God, because the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Father God. Let your name be glorified above all. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. We praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who were jumping on during prayer. We got a lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk about. And I'm going to ask you to share this broadcast if you can right now, because there are some very serious prophetic connections and things surrounding what just happened yesterday with this horrific plane crash. Please pray for these families. This is a horror. We're going to go over even prophetic words. There's a dream I had 4 years ago about American Airlines that we're going to talk about tonight that I released publicly 4 years ago. And thank God my team found it. So because someone wrote in and said, you had a dream about American Airlines and it triggered my memory. And then our team went digging in our archives that we have up online and were able to find it. So there's a lot to get into tonight about this. This is going to be deep. This is going to be serious. There's a lot of very serious things going on right now. If we did not think this was going to happen, we were kidding ourselves. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, we're watching what's happening right now with 200 executive orders. We're watching what's happening with MLK, JFK, RFK being declassified. We're watching the cartels being categorized as terrorist organizations. We're watching these appointment hearings. We're watching all of these things happen. And if we did not think that the enemy was, because I told you back in December, the enemy set his agenda. That's why every time you guys get in a car, you get on a plane, you should be rebuking in the name of Jesus Christ every plot, scheme, contract, and assignment and destruction of the enemy against you. Every time right now, because the enemy in the middle of December set his agenda. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He set that. And the other part of that scripture verse is, but I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant. And yes, Jesus Christ did do that. But the enemy set his agenda with that Abundant Life school shooting in Wisconsin, because this is exactly what we see happening. There is a huge connection to 911 with what has just happened, as Esther's knocking over my snowflake pillows and probably going to send them onto the floor any minute. So huge connection here with 9/11. And what we have seen just happen. It's a string of connections, actually. There is a thread that runs through this, and we are going to get into this right now. So, something happened yesterday before this horrible plane crash happened. The Chinese New Year happened. And we went from the year of the dragon to the year of the snake. As the Chinese New Year is happening and it becomes the year of the snake, this plane collision and crash happens. Now, we're going to put up the ABC News article for you. I'm going to read a few things to you here to kind of set the tone here. Thank you. DC plane crash live update. One air traffic controller was doing two jobs at one time. So that's been updated. Okay. And it says also an American Airlines regional jet went down in the Potomac River near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport after colliding with the U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter Wednesday night, prompting a multi-agency search and rescue operation according to officials. The Federal Aviation Administration said preliminary information indicates a PSA Airlines Bombardier CRJ-700 regional jet collided in midair with the helicopter while on approach to Reagan Airport around 9 p.m. Here's the Fox News article. Now, wait, hold on one second. Here, let's just hold for a minute. Look at that. It's making an X. It's making a very similar X that we saw of the United States of America when it came to the two pads of the eclipse. So that in itself is just something to note. Okay, let's go to the Fox News article. Reagan National Airport crash, military Black Hawk helicopter collides midair with American Airlines jet. What they're saying is they were approaching runway 33 at Reagan National Airport around 9 p.m. local time. Also, it says it was flight 5342 that departed from Wichita, Kansas. All right, so that was the preliminary that had come in. The Potomac River was involved, which is so wild because I crossed over. When I went down to D.C. for the inauguration, I stayed in Arlington, Virginia. The Lord had me positioned in Arlington, Virginia, and I was praying and interceding from that point. We would have to cross over the Potomac to get into D.C. So I was there. Like I saw, you know, that whole area, and half that river was frozen on top of it. So this is where this is going to start to get deep. So once again, with a tragedy in the past 2 months, we see a common thread that the date of the tragedy equals 9/11. And I'm going to show you how. Okay, you have 1/29/2025, right? 2 + 9 = 1, right? Well, it's 11, actually. 2 + 9 = 11. So there's your 11. Then 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. 9/11. So the date of the plane crash, once again, equals 9/11. The 2 + 9 = 11. And then 2 + 2 + 5 = 2025 = 9. 9/11. So once again, we see this common thread of this in the plane crash. And I'm going to show you also how this connects to other things that are going on and that have happened. Now, what's even stranger is that the Winter Olympics were set to happen in Los Angeles in 2028. And a bunch of figure skaters, some of them Russian, I believe, were on this plane coming back from a major competition. So that in itself is something to take note of. Also, the plane was called an American Eagle. So it was American Airlines, and the plane itself was named an American Eagle, which became a crashing eagle. So you have Reagan International Airport, you have Reagan crashing eagle, 911. Think about that. Reagan crashing eagle, 911. And you have Reagan that was also sworn in inside 40 years ago. And Donald Trump, 40 years later, is sworn in to be president inside. 40 has to do with testing and judgment as well. It rained 40 days and 40 nights in the book of Genesis with Noah. Jesus faced off against Satan himself in the wilderness after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, this has been the first major commercial airlines crash since 2009. That would be 16 years ago. And it was on 1/6 Donald Trump was certified as the president of the United States of America. So this has been, that's not right. Hold on. 16 is in here somewhere, but this was, no, that's correct. 16 years ago. Okay. So I did get that right. So 2009 was the last major, it's the first major commercial airline crash since 2009. That would be a 16-year time period separating 2025 from 2009. And it was 1/6 that Donald Trump was certified. So the certification happened on January 6th. And also it was the 4-year anniversary of January 6th. when he was certified. Also, American Airlines was involved in 9/11, which happened in 2001, which was 24 years ago. So this is all connected. Now I'm not going to go, I'm going to go right to the, to Hosea. I think we're going to skip the screen. We're going to skip the screenshot, about this, because I will just tell you, there's something floating around about CNN doing something funny with this, with the news story with this. So there is something floating around with that. But if we go to Hosea chapter 8, verses 1-3, it says, set the trumpet to your mouth. He shall come like an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and rebelled against my law. Israel will cry to me, my God, we know you. Israel has rejected the good. The enemy will pursue him. So just remember that. We're going to come back to Hosea chapter 8. But just remember that as we go forth in this, because that's going to come, that's going to come to be very important in this later on. Now, February, we have a few clips here to show you too throughout the night. So we have two clips to show you, one after the other. February 7th, 2021, I had prophesied from the Lord a very large scandal with a major airline. And then the May 4th, 2020, 2021 clip is the dream I had of American Airlines 4 years ago. So we're going to play, our team will cue it up. We're going to play these two clips for you now, probably back to back. So February 7th, 2021 is the word of the Lord. And then May 4th, 2021 is me talking about the dream. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, a major scandal with an airline shall break forth in the midst that will be even more unsettling to the people. And they shall gather in the streets and make their feelings known, as the Congress shall lose control of the people. As we, the people, that's capitalized, shall be echoed in this hour. There was one night I was really having a bit of a hard time, and the Lord put me into a deep sleep. And when I went into this deep sleep, the next thing I know is that I'm standing on an undisclosed launch pad site. To my right is an enormous hedge of trees. Okay. The sky was unusually blue. Next thing I know, comes over the hedge of trees. Okay. So from my right, an American Airlines Boeing 747, like the big ones, the huge commercial liners that are passenger liners. And it was American Airlines, because I could see the writing on the side, and it was American Airlines plane. They have a very distinct look. So this plane is beginning to make its ascent into the air. And what happens is, as the plane is making its ascent, appears hovering in front of me and Dave, above our heads, is like a 30-foot tall, enormous green missile. Dark green. No distinct markings from a country. It definitely wasn't an American missile, that I can tell you. But no other distinct markings that would give credence to one country over another. And so this missile is hovering there. And when the American Airlines plane goes to make its ascent, this missile, excuse me, begins to climb at a 90-degree angle after this plane. And when it starts to make its climb, now keep in mind, normally when missiles take off, they're like rockets and there is some fire that comes out the bottom of them. There was no fire coming out the bottom of this missile. But it begins to make a 90-degree climb after this plane. And I woke up.
Okay, so that is from, both are from 4 years ago, pretty much. February 7th, 2021, which was a major scandal with an airline shall break forth in the mist that will be even more unsettling to the people. Okay, so that was February 7th. And then the May 4th clip, when I was put into this deep sleep, And this launch pad was there. This plane was flying overhead, right? So the missile was waiting for the plane to come overhead. Now, the missile was green. Now, I'm no expert on missiles. I wasn't sure if this was an American missile or not. It was all green. So obviously, you know, it did have to do with the military, but the plane's coming over and they were waiting for the plane to come to the right location. And then this missile was launched right at this American Airlines passenger plane to try and destroy it. Now, I find that interesting. I have this 4 years ago, and this American Airlines plane approaching Reagan, of all airports, has a collision with a Black Hawk helicopter, which is military. So I'm going to pray some more on this dream, because it was, because I also said it was about 30 foot tall. Like the missile, it was very large. Its launch pad was very large. It was just, you know, it was towering over me. And so it was gunning for this. It was gunning for American Airlines. It was gunning for an American Airlines passenger plane. And this I saw 4 years ago in a very deep sleep that the Lord had put me in. So keep that in mind as well, because this is not over. And I'm going to show you a connection in a moment here. I'm going to show you another connection with this, because like I said, there's a thread connecting a lot of this. So let's put up the Newsbreak article. And then we'll discuss something very strange happened on the 20th, which was 9 days. Nine days before, and this plane at 9 o'clock p.m. was hit. Remember that. 9 days before, and the plane was also hit at 9 o'clock p.m. Okay, so 9 days before this incident, this happens. FAA administrator quit on January 20th after Elon Musk told him to resign. And this, if we scroll down, I'll read some of it. The article here, the Federal Aviation Administration's leader stepped down on January 20th, months after Elon Musk demanded that he quit. The move by Michael Whitaker means the FAA has no Senate-confirmed leader for one of the biggest crises in its history, because he quit before Donald Trump took office. Whitaker ran the FAA for just about a year, but announced in December that he would step down on January 20th as the new president was sworn in. And nobody has taken his place. So, allegedly, before this incident, there was tension between Elon Musk and the head of the FAA. And allegedly, Elon Musk pushed this man to quit. This man quits on January 20th, 9 days before this incident that happened at around 9 o'clock p.m. Okay, so just keep that in mind as well. Now, we have American again. We have American in the picture. Where's United? Because this is all 911. This is all connected to 911. I'm going to show you where it is. So, let's put up this news article, because you all remember this, and I'm going to connect the two. This has to do with Luigi Mangione, who sounds like something out of The Sopranos, who is accused of killing the UnitedHealthcare CEO. So once we put the article up, we'll go into this, because there's something very interesting in this article I want to show you. There's another thread going on with this. So there's a number 9 in this also, as well, with Luigi Mangione's death. Okay. So, key details about the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO. Basically, he was arrested at a McDonald's on December 9th. So, just remember that. after a broad search following the December 4th ambush of Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan. December 4th. So you have the United incident first. Then you have the American Airlines incident. So once again, you have America United, right? Or United America, which is what tied 9/11 back in 2001. United Airlines was used. American Airlines was used. Now we have, within a month and a half, United used with United Healthcare, and American Airlines once again comes into the mix. These two incidences, the United Healthcare shooting and what just happened with this plane, happened 56 days apart. 5 + 6 = 11. Luigi was arrested December 9th. So there is your 9/11 connection between the two. I'm telling you, this is a running thread with all of this. Now, when they were utilized back in 2001, basically that is 24 years ago, you had United and American Airlines, right? 2 + 4 = 6. That's the day the election was certified, utilized in 9/11. And within 2 months of the 2024 election, United and American are connected tragedies. Once again, America, United. United, America. That is what they're after. Because America united at this election. If you just look at the electoral map, you'll see they united. And these incidences prove the agenda of the corrupt and the enemy. And it's the same agenda that was put forth at before 9/11 happened in 2001. It's a very similar agenda. And then you've got John 10:10 in it, which I spoke about at the beginning. The thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have life more abundant. Now, to connect it even further within these 2 months, the dates of the New Orleans and Las Vegas incidences that happened on January 1st, 2025, 1/1/25 also equals 9/11, because you have 1/1 and then 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. There's your 9/11. So these dates are specifically being chosen that are equal to or attached to 9/11, 9/1/1. In fact, Trump's own presidencies equals it. And because 4 + 5, he was the 45th president, that equals 9. 4 + 7, he's the 47th, equals 11. 9/11. 9/1/1. And the Lord had said that to me at midnight. And this is well documented publicly. When I was awoken while staying in Tulsa, Oklahoma, around February of 2023, the Lord woke me up at about midnight. And he said, Donald Trump was the 45th president of the United States. He's running to be the 47th. 4 + 5 = 9. 4 + 7 = 11, 9/11. 9/1/1 is a theme of 2025 that will carry throughout the whole year and somehow be tied by a common thread. We need to be sober-minded, vigilant, and understand the enemy works strategically in cycles, in patterns, and in timing. Now, you have the Black Hawk helicopter. The Blackhawks also happened to be an ice hockey team in Chicago. I'm sounding the alarm right now, and I am. I was going to sound it tonight, the alarm for Chicago and their major airport, Chicago O'Hare. I am sounding the alarm to pray, because there is a connection here. When I was putting this together, I could sense it. And so basically, the Blackhawks are the ice hockey team for Chicago. Chicago has O'Hare. I'm sounding the alarm about Chicago. So please pray and intercede right now for Chicago and that airport. Okay, let's put up the New York Post article, please, because I'm going to show you another thread of 9/11. This really started back in September of 2023. This thread is when it started. So let's probably started sooner than that, but this was a very profound piece of the puzzle. So this was from September 11th, 2023. The Biden administration notified Congress Monday that it had agreed to unfreeze approximately six. There's the number six again. $6 billion in Iranian assets in exchange for the release of five American citizens held for years by the theocratic Tehran government. The deal also calls for the freezing of five unidentified Iranians held by the U.S., or the freeing of them. When this releasing of $6 billion happened, it was on 9/11. South Korea was involved, and now they're in upheaval in the middle of what we're happening in this nation. That's just something to note. So $6 billion is released on 9/11, 2023. Now, this date also contained 1/1 for September 11th, right? And it was 1/1, the date that the New Orleans terrorist attack happened. And the date of the Cybertruck explosion was also on 1/1 in Las Vegas. And the New Orleans incident was tied to ISIS. Now, we're going to tie this thread a little more in a moment. We have a clip to play for you. There's a word that the Lord had me put out December 18th, 2024. And we're going to play a clip of that word for you now. We've played it before, but it makes even more profound sense when you hear this clip again, now that we have seen the horror of what is happening. A bang in January, says the Lord. A bang in January. Around that time, says the Lord. They plot for blood at this time, says the Lord. However, for such, you shall be ripped from your seats of influence in the bureaus and the intelligence agencies and the Pentagon, says the Lord. For you have been allured with the aroma of another 9/11 to turn the nation. You have been allured with delicate dainties that are deceit, says the Lord. All capitals. It is a deception, and I shall uncover you, says the Lord. Your plots, your deceptions, your working with nations involved in war to turn America on a chain where you want it to go. You foul, perverse leaders. You foul, perverse agencies. I shall turn you, says the Lord. Another Strauch and Page, says the Lord. Sound the alarm. That was December 18th, 2024. A bang in January, says the Lord, a bang in January. Around that time, says the Lord, they plot for blood. Around that time. Now, it's interesting because once again, he says bang twice, right? And it was two in the air, American Airlines, and it was also the Black Hawk helicopter, bang, bang, right? So a bang in January, a bang in January. Around that time, says the Lord, they plot for blood. But the Lord says, however, for doing this, you shall be ripped from your seats of influence. And that's what's going to happen. And then he goes, for you have been allured with the aroma of another 9/11. The Lord is warning about that same agenda for 2025 right there. He's warning about the 9/11 thread. And the date even equals 9/11 for New Orleans, Vegas, for this incident last night on January 29th with American Airlines, all equals 9/11. You have been allured with the aroma of another 9/11 to turn the nation. You have been allured with delicate dainties that are deceit, says the Lord. It is a deception and I shall uncover you, says the Lord. And he says that in capitals. So, very interesting. And he says another Strauch and Page sound the alarm. If you remember, Strauch and Page were the two FBI agents having the affair that were plotting against Donald Trump. So he says to sound the alarm, another Strauch and Page. And isn't that interesting? We're talking about that today as Kash Patel is going through his confirmation hearings to become the next FBI director. Now, speaking of New Orleans, right? You add 1/1/2025, 9/11, Bourbon Street, New Orleans. You have an attack, a terrorist attack using a Ford F-150 Lightning with an ISIS flag. Now, who is associated with the lightning bolt? I'd said this before in that broadcast was Zeus. Zeus was Satan. The throne of Satan was in Pergamum. Where was Pergamum located? In Turkey. the altar of Zeus, the throne of Satan, was transferred to the Pergamum Museum in Germany. Now, the same Ford F-150 Lightning was seen parked in front of a Cybertruck in front of Trump Tower. And we had showed that picture at the time. Now, the men that were involved in each incident in Vegas and New Orleans went to the same army base. They went to Fort Bragg, which also happens to be the last name of the DA in New York that had Donald Trump indicted and put on trial before the American people. His name was Alvin Bragg. So basically, Denver 7 showed this. They actually did an article on this where these two individuals came from Fort Bragg, the one involved in Vegas and the one involved in New Orleans. They both came from the same fort. Now, to go deeper, would you go back to last year before the eclipse? Something happens. A clash begins at the border of Texas, where Eagle passes, where the path of totality for the 2024 eclipse was Eagle Pass, Texas. The clashes at the border started at Eagle Pass, Texas. And now an American Airlines, an American Eagle was prevented safe passage, was prevented safe pass to Reagan International Airport. Keep this in mind. You have an American Airlines, American Eagle, that was prevented from passing Eagle Pass to Reagan International Airport. So keep that in mind, and we're going to circle back to that. I'm pointing that out now. Make a mental note of it. We're going to circle back, okay? We're going to circle this all back because at the same time this is happening, something happened in California that we have to take note of because it's tied biblically in not only in Hosea, but in the account between Elijah and Ahab in 1 Kings 18. So let's put up the article because at the same time the plane crash is happening, at the same time the Chinese New Year, the year of the snake starts, we see something very interesting happen. It rains in California. And that rain douses wildfires in Southern California without causing serious mudslides because that is what they were concerned about. The first significant storm of the season brought snow and downpours to Southern California that doused wildfires and caused some ash and mud to flow across streets in the Los Angeles area on Monday. More than 2.5 centimeters of rain fell in many areas, loosening Los Angeles hillside, burned bare by the recent blaze near the Pacific Palisades. Okay, the rain began Saturday after months of dry and often gusty weather. It was 8 months, I believe. It was an eight-month drought that was going on in California. And the rain began Saturday and then basically doused that area that had been burned. Interestingly enough, the Hughes Fire, which ignited north of Los Angeles last week and caused evacuation orders and warnings for more than 50,000 people, was nearly contained. President Trump also announced the water had been turned back on in California, that he had ensured that the water, praise God, had been turned back on. The word of God says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. In California, out of your belly, from all of this, will flow rivers of living water. Now, Saturday, when the rain started, was the 25th of January, 2025, right? 2 + 5 + 2 + 2 + 5 = 16. Yes, it equals 16. Now, it's interesting because 1/6 is the day the election was certified and ratified. 2.5 centimeters of rain on the 25th day of the first month in the 25th year. 2.5 centimeters on the 25th day of the month in the year 2025, in the 25th year. Okay, that would equal 75. 25 plus 25 plus 25 equals 75. In January 1975 was the Watergate scandal, and the convictions came down for the cover-up. And currently, in January, in California, another Watergate scandal of a different kind with these fires is coming forth. Now, 75, 85, 95, 2005, 2015, 2025, 50 years exactly from Watergate. January 1st was 50 years. 50 is the Jubilee, where what is stolen must be given back. The land has to be given back to its people. And now you see a Watergate scandal of a different kind in California. And the guilt of their Watergate now, 50 years later, which is the Jubilee, on their hands. This is by no accident that this is happening. The drought in California lasted 8 months, and 81 days after the election, rain came. Remember that number, 81, for a minute, okay? Because for two reasons. 8 plus 1 is 9. Hosea 6, 3. 6 plus 3 equals 9. Hosea 6, 3 says, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. Then you have 1 Kings 18, 41 through 46. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of the abundance of rain. Elijah says to Ahab, Newsom is an Ahab. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground, put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, go up now and look toward the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And seven times he said, go again. Verse 44, then it came to pass on the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Verse 45, now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. 46. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. That's verse 46. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. That is what happened with that 46th presidency. The prophetic ran ahead of it. The prophetic girded up its loins. The people girded up their loins and ran ahead of it to beat out what they were attempting to do with the 46th presidency, taking Ahab out and allowing Kamala Harris, who is a Jezebel type figure, to ascend to the highest seat in the land. Now, we're going back to Hosea. Remember, I told you, remember 81 days from the time the election happened, rain comes. Now, 81 days, Hosea chapter 8, verse 1 through 7. If you add that up, 8 plus 1 plus 7, you get 16. Once again, 1-6 was the day of the ratifying of the election. However, 81 days since the election is when the rain came. Let's look at what Hosea 8:1 says, because it came 81 days. Set the trumpet to your lips, announcing impending judgment, it says in parentheses, like a great vulture, the enemy comes against the house of the Lord. This is the New King James Version, because they have broken my covenant and transgressed and rebelled against my law. No, actually, this is the Amplified Version. The New King James says eagle. The Amplified says vulture. So set the trumpet to your lips. Like a great vulture, the enemy comes against the house of the Lord, because they have broken my covenant and transgressed and rebelled against my law. Israel will cry to me, my God, we know you. Israel has rejected the good, the enemy will pursue him. They set up kings, but not by me. They made princes, but I did not acknowledge them. From their silver and gold, they made idols for themselves that they might be cut off. Verse 5, your calf is rejected, O Samaria. My anger is aroused against them. How long until they attain to innocence? For from Israel is even this, a workman made it, and it is not God. But the calf of Samaria shall be broken into pieces. Verse 7, they sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. The stalk has no bud, it shall never produce meal. If it should produce, aliens would swallow it up. What happened in this nation? We had a huge influx of illegal aliens and illegal immigration that came in and were swallowing up all the resources. So it's interesting, especially Hosea 8:1, and it rained 81 days after the election. Set the trumpet to your lips. Now the enemy attempted to come like a vulture against the house of the Lord. It also says like a great eagle, the enemy comes against the house of the Lord. And like I said, there was American Airlines Eagle, American Eagle, that was involved in this crash that happened last night. Now, to make things even more interesting, in the middle of all of this happening, if this wasn't enough, let's put up the article. In the middle of all of this, this is, I'm telling you, timing, Black Hawk helicopter. The same day the plane crashes, 6 hours prior, Hegseth strips Milley of his security detail, orders investigation into his conduct. 6 hours prior to a Black Hawk helicopter doing this with an American Airlines American Eagle 911, General Milley is stripped of his security detail by Pete Hegseth, who has just been confirmed. Now, we're going to go all the way back to December 2020. Some of you know this, some of you don't, and I released this publicly. I had a dream. December of 2020, I had a dream about General Mark Milley. And I'm going to read the dream to you again, because this dream is now coming to pass. All glory be to God. So in the dream from December 2020, I was in a white car and it was nighttime out. It was darkness. I had my headlights on so I could see. There was a very narrow way this car had to go through. There was no other way for the car to go through but this narrow way. Suddenly appears in the opposite direction a white car, and the gentleman driving the car blocks the way, so I can't get through. And now I'm out of my car because even in the dream, I'm getting, as a Bronx Italian girl, I'm getting testy because this guy's blocking the way. So now I'm out of my car. Fling the door open, and I'm looking at this guy like, what the heck, you know, outside of my car here. Like, what the hey. This gentleman had some distinguishing features that I was facing, who was blocking the way. He wore a military khaki shirt and military pants, no medals on them. Short military style haircut, incredibly bushy eyebrows, long thin nose, more chiseled face, and he's angry and he's blocking the way. Suddenly to my left appears an older man with white hair. Basically, this gentleman who appeared, an older man, tall, with white hair, was pointing at the car with the man in it with the bushy eyebrows, who was from the military, and he kept saying he had to do an illegal maneuver to get into this position. He said it three times. He had to do an illegal maneuver to get into this position. So basically, I talked about it on December 18th and on December 19th, and I guess we put it up maybe the day after that. So December 18th and 19th of 2020, I speak about this dream. And you could probably go back and find the video of when I talked about this. And the gentleman, I wrote this back then, and the gentleman looked like General Milley. a little bit younger version of him, a little bit. But I remember those eyebrows and that nose, that I remember. He had to do an illegal maneuver to get into this position. Now let's look at Millie. Chiseled face, longer thin nose, bushy eyebrows. That is who I saw. In this dream that I had around the 18th of December of 2020, and he was blocking the way that we the people had to go, he was blocking it. And in it, he had his military khakis on, but no medals. You know why? Because he was stripped. He was stripped. That's why in the dream he had no medals on, nothing, because he was completely stripped for blocking the way and doing an illegal maneuver to get into that position. That dream was over 4 years ago that the Lord had given me that. And all glory be to God for that, because the Lord put me once again into a deep sleep in order to see that. So now we see the stripping. Why in the dream he had no medals? He was being stripped because he was blocking the way and he was doing illegal maneuvers to get into the position he was. He was stripped of his rank. And that's what they're looking to do right now. Strip him of his general rank. So that's another thing that is happening in the middle of this. But this happens the same day, 6 hours prior to this Black Hawk colliding with this American Eagle, American Airlines plane. Now, on top of all of this, as if this isn't enough, you've got Donald Trump fighting with the cartels in the middle of all of this as well, where Eagle Pass, Texas is at play. And hi, Sadie. Trump wants to label drug cartels terrorist organizations. Here's what that means in practice. So basically, he's looking to make them a foreign terrorist organization, basically, so law enforcement can have broader authority to disrupt their operations. Basically, one of Mexico's most notorious drug cartels opened fire at the U.S. Border Patrol as Donald Trump's new immigration crackdown threatened to explode into an all-out drug war. Now, I'm going to read to you some of these words from the Lord, because all of this is happening at the same time, and there's good reason for it. So April 2nd, 2021, here you go, Sadie, lay down. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, an exodus into the border, the flood of those looking to capitalize. So there shall be a striking at the border that causes many to turn back, as I, the Lord God, see the attacks and who they have woven into such migrants and wanderers. Those with the blueprints for a coordinated attack that touches down on different points on the map and monuments and hubs of cities alike. It shall be exposed as it is set to execute. An internal struggle within the military shall cause a dispute and a civil war internally, where the office shall oppose officer to get the chains cut and free that those who serve the principality of DC so attempted to lock down. However, I, the Lord thy God, am opening up the vault, and officers, generals, and those at sea alike shall be disgraced and exposed. Oh, like Millie. For betraying their oath for entitlements and empty promises from wicked serpents who destroy whom they use. A huge, huge blowing of a fuse will expose an issue so carefully concealed. And I, the Lord your God, shall deal harshly with whom have communed with the serpent, the dragon, and the prince of Persia. For I, the Lord your God, have issued decrees and judgments, for the grace has ceased, and the cries of my people, I, the Lord, am so responding to. In this hour. That was April 2nd, 2021. November 4th, 2021. Watch the Gulf of Mexico stir up. What just happened with the Gulf of Mexico? It was just renamed by executive order, the Gulf of America. November 4th, 2021. Watch the Gulf of Mexico stir up as their exodus at the border backfires. Because once it's named the Gulf of America, oh, well, it's a whole different set of playing rules at this point now, isn't it? As there shall be an event that drives back a very dark army of drifters and donkeys and mules and abusers and Day of the Dead worshiping fools who have mixed the innocent in with them and sold them a bill of goods that many are paying for with their lives. However, says the Lord, an event at the border shall drive even the cartels back as their political funding shall be exposed. Yes, drug money injected into political campaigns so the cartels get a certain rite of passage. This shall have a spotlight shown on this whole congealed mess of brambles and vines intertwined. And I, the Lord thy God, shall indeed expose the leadership that so took from the pot blood money in every sense of the word, and the cartels shall lose whom they have bought and paid for as their paper trail and bond trail and cash trail, and their headquarters in this nation shall be found. July 13th, 2022. It shall come to a clashing head at the border, says the Lord of hosts, as a severe hit to the cartel, a holy hit carried out by my capital army, says the Lord, shall tumble them and their interests and their markets and their avenues and buyers back, says the Lord, as they shall lose an alarming amount of their claim as events in Texas now begin to unfold. For I, the Lord thy God, shall pinch their channel and it shall block the flow, says the Lord, for the time has come for their cup of iniquity to be poured out. For the blood of the innocent is crying out from the earth. It testifies against them, says the Lord of hosts, as did the blood of Abel against Cain. And this testimony has come before my capital throne, and I, the Lord God, have issued a scroll of judgment that is carried on a very large sword, and it shall impale their operations as it is now hurled towards Texas and Mexico and the border by California, says the Lord of hosts this day. February 19th, 2024. Here, you want to go? Okay, here you go. Okay. Spiritually, your nation has welcomed in every haunt, taunt, foul spirits, ancient spirits, bloodthirsty spirits that have shackled men and women who have bowed before the altar of Santeria, that foul-stenched abomination, and have bowed before the altar of the dead, and have bowed to the cartels, for they have set themselves up as gods. And I, the Lord, all capitals, thy God, say and proclaim this day that judgment is being issued against the heads and the financial masters of the cartels who have set themselves up as gods and offered blood to foreign gods for your seat. Tick tock. The clock is quickly approaching. That to me says that the time of the crisis with TikTok is when the cartels were going to start to be hit. That's what that says to me too. TikTok, the clock is quickly approaching the midnight hour where the heads and financial masters of the cartels will have inflicted upon them from my courts the worst hits in their histories, and their supply chain shall break, their flesh shall quake, and they shall see they are far from gods, but cowardly men and women who foolishly gave themselves over to a kingdom of darkness that cannot save them. Only true repentance and forsaking all the abominations and relics and blood money will save them. However, their penalty will still be due as their cup of iniquities has become full and shall and will be poured out in this season. That was February 19th, 2024. And we are watching this begin to happen when he's labeling them, Donald Trump, a terrorist organization. Then they can go after the money. Then they can go after their financial channels. Then they can go after their heads. You see, it's a whole different set of playing rules. Okay. June 8th, 2024. However, he detests perversion, disorder, and deception. And that agenda of the serpent, rainbow, is all of this and is an offshoot of the same root. Oh, okay, hold on one second here. Same root all of these others have grown. There's be a very public de-excavation to dig down. Okay, that, I'll read that another time. That is from June 8th. That has to do with, which I'll say now, Black Lives Matter, Palestinian, Hamas, Ukraine, all being dug up on the same route and the rainbow. So those five agendas all offshooting of the same route. That was June 8th, 2024. Interestingly enough, a side note, oh, there's a civil war that has happened within LGTB and whatever other letters you want to throw in there. LGB is now blaming the T for now them starting to lose their rights and the people being angry at them. So now LGB is blaming the T. So now they're all turning on the transgenders because the transgenders pushed it too much and now they're suffering for it. So there is a civil war brewing right now, just so you know, within the LGBT community that has already begun to break out and spill out publicly. And we'll have more to come on that. Let me see what else. Okay, banking system, court systems. Oh, here we go. October 24th, 2024. For I, the Lord, am revealing capital in this hour. I am revealing what is laid hidden for decades, says the Lord. I am revealing what has been locked away in vaults, says the Lord. Vaults of the banking system, capital. Vaults of the court system. Vaults of the agencies that have three letters in your nation that have attempted to bury deep, capital, what I, the Lord, your God, shall now dig up. For it is time to deal with the invasive plants at the root, says the Lord, and suddenly tear up, capital, their invasion, says the Lord, including at the border of America, says the Lord. So you have all of this happening at the same time. All of this. You have Mark Milley stripped of his security detail, and now they want to strip him as general. On the same day, the Black Hawk helicopter crashes into the American Airlines American Eagle jet. You have the dream that I had 4 years ago about that enormous missile being fired right at American Airlines, and it was military, okay? So you have that. We have the threat of 9/11 running through all of this. 9/11 on the date that happened yesterday with this horrific plane crash, 9/11 with New Orleans, 9/11 with Vegas. You have America United between the United Healthcare CEO incident and now what's happened with American Airlines. Here we go again with America United. So you're seeing these threads run. 9/11 is going to be a theme this year because Donald Trump's own presidencies equal it. So 9/11 is going to be a thread for 2025. It may even be a thread for his entire presidency. 4 + 5 = 9. 4 + 7 = 11. 9/11. And all we have seen is a thread of dates that equal 9/11 when attacks have happened. This is all we've seen. Reagan, Crashing Eagle, 9/11. Think about that sentence. Because Reagan was sworn in 40 years ago inside, and now Donald Trump, 40 years later, is sworn in as president indoors. Reagan, Crashing Eagle, 9/11, Black Hawk Ops, if you want to add that in. Just think about that sentence for a minute. Just think about what is coded into what just happened. Because something is most definitely up. These things are not happening all of a sudden. The Lord warned a bang in January. At this time, they plot for blood. And he tells the agencies, the people in the agencies, you're going to be ripped from your seats for doing this. You're going to be ripped from your seats for doing this. Here it is. You shall be ripped from your seats of influence in the bureaus, in the intelligence agencies, in the Pentagon, says the Lord. Oh, that's where Milley is. That's where Pete Hegseth just got put over, where General Milley was just stripped, says the Lord. For you have been allured with the aroma of another 9/11. Lord said it, for it all happened. To turn the nation, you have been allured with delicate dainties that are deceit, says the Lord. It is a deception, and I shall uncover you, says the Lord. That's in all capitals. Your plots, your deceptions, you're working with nations involved in war to turn America on a chain where you want it to go, you foul, perverse leaders. You foul, perverse agencies. I shall turn you, says the Lord. Another Strzok and Page. Sound the alarm. That is what we're seeing happen. We're watching this actively happen and come to pass. And this threat of 9/11 is going to continue. It is going to continue. I'm telling you right now. So be watchmen and ask the Lord every day to give you eyes to see and ears to hear what the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, Almighty God has to say. To hear his voice, know his voice, and a stranger's you will not follow. We need to do that right now. This is a sound the alarm moment. I'm sounding the alarm. I told you I'm sounding the alarm about Chicago too, and Chicago O'Hare. I'm sounding the alarm tonight about that. Because the enemy works in symbolism. He is methodical. He is strategic. And this is why we see this happening over and over again, because he thrives in cycles. And they have been certainly allured with the aroma of another 9/11. That has been made very, very clear now. So intercede and pray for these families, because this is a horror. And the fact that figure skaters were on there, including Russian figure skaters, and Los Angeles had just announced they're going to do the 2028 Olympics there, that stinks to me too. That stinks to me while the fires are going on there in California, right after LA announces this, that then you see a bunch of figure skaters on a plane coming back from Wichita, Kansas, of all places, with Russians on board. And now people are going that those Black Hawk helicopters carry VIPs. So was there a VIP in the Black Hawk helicopter? Was there somebody in the Black Hawk helicopter that they were trying to dispose of, is the big question. There are some things floating around online right now. We'll see what transpires over the next few days in all of this. But there were theories about this, and it happened over the Potomac. I was positioned there in Arlington for the inauguration. Now I know why. Now I know why after this happened. So please pray for these families, because this is a horror. And I remember saying, I came online before the election and I said, if you think Donald Trump is going to get elected and everything is going to be hunky-dory and amazing, think again, because the enemy's going to be really mad. The enemy is going to be really mad. This is winning one battle in a war, a major battle, but nonetheless a battle. And so we couldn't expect that Donald Trump was going to get in and everything was going to be hunky-dory, and we weren't going to expect the enemy to be so infuriated at what he lost that they were not going to rear up for a strike. And on the day it turns to be the year of the snake, this happens. That is no coincidence either. The fact Russians were on that plane, an American Eagle, no coincidence. So we're probably going to do a part two on this. Probably as things come out, there's going to be way more to piece together. I think we're just scratching the surface tonight. We're going to pray for these families too. People are saying too that the Super Bowl, apparently the date of the Super Bowl, there's something to the date of the Super Bowl as well. What is it? February 9th, the Super Bowl? Is that it? Yep, it equals 9/11. The date of the Super Bowl equals 9/11. 2 plus 9 is 11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. There's another date to watch for. The date of the Super Bowl, February 9th. There's another date to watch for. People are putting it in the chat, so please watch for that as well. So I'm going to just pray for these families right now before we close. So let's just pray for these families and what's going on, and then we'll start to wind down. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we bring this before you, Father God. We know all things are not good on this earth, but your word promises and says you work all things together for good, that those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And Father, these families that have lost loved ones on this horrible tragedy of a plane crash, Father, we just ask that you would draw them in close to you, that they would be compelled to you instead of running from you right now, Father God. Lord, that truly you would surround them with shelter, you would cover them, and in under your wings they would take refuge, Father God, that you would deliver them right now from the snare of the fowler, Father God, that though 1,000 may fall at their side and 10,000 at their right hand, these things will not come near them. And with their eyes, they will see the reward of the wicked. Father, I just pray you be with them, you comfort them. Father God, Lord, that even though they go through grief right now and anger and frustration, Father God, that your presence would just surround them, that your love would surround them, that you would walk through this with them, Father God. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ before your throne, which is the highest court, that you would uncover and expose what really happened with this. Father, we're asking you to uncover every plot, scheme, contract, and assignment that was formulated, every blueprint that was executed in this situation with this airline. And with this incident, Father God, between American Airlines and this Black Hawk helicopter at Reagan Airport, we thank you. You are exposing the innards and the inner workings of what happened, Father God, that every bit of corruption in this is exposed, that their true plans and purposes in this are exposed, Father God. Thank you. You are bringing what is hidden in this out into the light, Father God, because you are a God of truth. And we thank you for that tonight, that before your throne, Father God, you will rule in favor, Father God, of writing on a scroll that's ordering this has to come out in the open, Lord. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you that you are with us. Your word says you will never leave us or forsake us, and you are ever present, Father. We praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm going to show you animal pics quick. And then I'm going to tell you a quick story about Joshua and Noble. This is what Missy does during morning prayer. As our team's trying to have morning prayer, this is what she's doing. And there's Chris taking pictures of it. So we're glad he was there to snap this shot. But yep, there's Missy goofing off. And this is Chris's spot on the couch. But let me tell you, every time he walks in and she sees her on that spot, he gets upset. And he's like, Missy, down. And so Missy just likes going there. That's her favorite spot. So that's one of her areas, like she likes to hang out with me in the TV room. There's Cyrus, took two pillows off of Mama's couch, and just made himself a nice little area in the TV room. Up, and there's Bullet. He's at our other property. Our facilities manager has Bullet. And so Bullet was saved off of a kill list, basically. And so he is an older, I think he's a what do they call, a blue heeler? Or he's something of that. Yeah, I think he's that type of dog. There's Missy again. Don't let her cute looks deceive you, because she's as smart as a whip. So now she's taught Cyrus how to open doors. And now we got two problems in the house with both of them now knowing how to open doors. Up here's Grace getting her injection. So Grace and Charlotte go to the equine practice in Patterson and they get injections. And there is the doctor getting Grace all ready to get her injections to help her legs. Yep, and there's Charlotte getting her injection. I believe that's Dr. Hunter, who's down on the ground giving Charlotte her injections. Up. Oh, isn't this nice? While Charlotte is convalescing after her procedure, the minis came for visiting hours. And so basically the minis all came over to visit Charlotte and see how she was doing after her procedure. Okay, this is Boots. Boots. He's cute. Oh boy, is he a spaz. Him, same as Cyrus, run all over the house. He is up on counters. He is down. He is climbing stairs. He is all over the place. Boots was the most unadoptable cat at Hudson Valley Animal Rescue. And we took him on as a project, because we knew he probably would never get a home. And so basically he has improved in leaps and bounds, and he is so lovely now, Boots, after 2 years worth of work on him. He's really come around. Okay, and those are our animal picks. Let me tell you what happened with Noble and Joshua. So Noble decided to get PMS. And yesterday, with no warning, Noble bit Joshua's leg. And Noble has tusks. Well, one of Noble's tusks punctured into Joshua's leg. And so we got a call from a gentleman who's doing work in the house. Quick, come out here. The sheep bit the pig. I mean, the pig bit the sheep. So I go tearing out in high-heeled boots and no jacket, flying into the pen. And when I got in there and I went, break it up, all of a sudden they looked, they knew they were all in trouble, and they scattered. And so I knocked Noble up, and Joshua had quite a bit of blood on his leg at the moment. So we immediately called our vet. They came out within a half an hour. They were there. We all had to corral Joshua into the house. And so they took a good look at it. They shaved it. They said, Joshua's going to be just fine. They said, but we do have to give him stitches. He's fine. This is not bad. We've seen far worse, but he is going to need some stitches. So they did sedate Joshua. They did give him stitches. They put a drain in just to make sure any excess drains out. Did a beautiful job stitching him up. You're not even going to know what happened by the time he heals. And so basically now we are putting gates up to the back of the property to separate right now Noble and Joshua. So they learn to get along right now with boundaries until they want to play nice. So basically, I was out there yesterday. This morning, Joshua needed his bandage off, an injection. So I go out there with our sanctuary manager. I corral Joshua into the house. I follow her in. And basically, I've got him by the neck with my leg pushing him up against the wall and having to hold him while Courtney unwraps his leg and gives him his antibiotic injection. So basically, thank God Joshua listens to me because he wasn't jumping around like a lunatic. He knew I had him, so he felt safe. And so basically, I was involved this morning. Yep, I go out there. I get right involved. If they need me, I get right involved. But so basically, Archie and Joshua are going to be on one side now, and Noble's going to be on the other side for now, until we figure out what Noble's problem is and why he's playing grumpy old men. So basically, the doctor said this does happen. The vet said, you know what? Sometimes this can happen. It's okay. We got here in time. It's not terrible. We'll stitch him up. He'll be healed. He'll be totally fine. They gave him a pain injection. So basically, Joshua was walking around like nothing happened. He was on his hay trough. Thank God he's a tough guy. He was walking around like nothing happened today, but Noble's got the munchies and Noble's in trouble, basically. So he's grounded right now until he learns to play nice with everybody else. Also, Glory in America, real quick, February 7th and 8th, I'll be there. You can scan the QR code or you can go to our event section as well. It's in Claremont, Florida. We hope to see you there. And lastly, we have Andrew Sorcini. We'll put up, you can call him for anything with gold, silver, and IRAs. We have the Cyrus coin with him. You can see a picture of it right there. There's Cyrus on one side, an ode to Isaiah 53, and the Ark on the other side, because in God we trust, saving grace, he certainly is. That's the only reason why this nation was spared, and we have to remember that. Also, we have QE Strong as well. And so basically they have red light therapy now. You can order a portable red light therapy to put on your joints. They also have pain patches. We use them on Toby as well. So you can use promo code ARC. You could go to the ministry partners page on arcofgrace.org and use promo code ARC to get a nice discount off of their products. Okay, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. Please remember to like and subscribe as Sadie's coming across here and share. We always appreciate that. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. Encourage you to say it every single day. As well as the other psalms we have here, we like to encourage you in the word beginning and ending. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, we have those scriptures there. I say them every single day. They're in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin as well as the Lord's Prayer. So Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. We should be adopting that into our prayer life. We should be understanding the order to approaching the throne of God, and that it really is his will first above ours, and then the asking comes on our part. So we just encourage you to be in the word, speak it into your atmosphere, play it on your phone. You want to use your smartphone for something good? Play the word of God. There's 8 hours worth of it on YouTube. Play it into the atmosphere of your home. Play it while you sleep at night on low and let it go into the atmosphere around you. So we encourage you to do that as well. Thank you everyone for joining us tonight. We love you. And we will be back on next week, but we will be putting out shorts. So look for shorts as well. We will be putting them out. And we'll see you probably on Monday. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you could go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.